This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thousands of students across the country walked out of class in what was originally billed as a memorial to the 17 victims of Parkland High School, but quickly turned into a march on gun control. Our next guest is a mother who wrote an op-ed about it titled, "Parents are being fed misinformation about the National Gun Control Walkout." Here to explain is the author of that op-ed, Julie Gunlock. Julie, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, so how are parents being misled about what that march was all about?
Well, parents are being told that the walkout yesterday was a memorial to the 17 victims of the school shooting in Parkland. And what frustrated me was that if you look at the website of the organizers of the National School Walkout, they were very clear that this walkout was to pressure Congress to pass restrictive gun laws. I think a lot of parents weren't aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that many probably wouldn't have allowed their children to participate in that if
sure.
they had known.
Sure. Here's a little bit of the mission statement from their website. Quote, "Students and allies are organizing the National School Walkout to demand Congress pass legislation to keep us safe from gun violence and pass federal gun reform legislation." You're absolutely right on that. Now, here's the thing, Julie. If you're a parent and you know that your kids are going to go out for a memorial, I don't know that anybody would have a problem with that. But because it is about gun control, which so polarizes this nation, it's a political thing, and parents should probably have the opportunity to opt their kids out if they don't want them involved.
Well, many schools said it is optional. They didn't have to do it. But you imagine the pressure. Half your child is alone in the classroom. Half of his class stands up and walks out. We all understand that peer pressure is an issue. And what's so sad is that because this was billed as a memorial to the 17 victims of Parkland, it made it look even worse if you remained in your seat.
Sure.
But the thing is, my family, we knew the true intentions of this, and we didn't want our children to participate for that reason.
Right. Well, and ultimately, Julie, the schools teamed up with the march organizers because they coordinated the walkout.
Yes.
Which is about gun control.
Yeah, in my own school in Alexandria, Virginia, they actually allowed special permission slips to be used so that more kids could be pulled out with their parents not present. Normally,
right.
a parent has to be present to sign their child out. My school created special accommodations for this. I wonder if they would do a special accommodation if it was a right-leaning protest. I'm doubtful on that.
Yeah, you're probably right. In your op-ed, you write, "Taxpayers should ask, is this an acceptable use of school funds?" Because ultimately, your taxes paid for it.
Right, absolutely. And again, I think this isn't the role of schools. I guess I'm old-fashioned. I think school is for learning. School should be a place where kids feel comfortable.
Sure.
And comfortable to discuss things. But this certainly was an unfortunate misstep, I think. I think schools getting involved in this and helping to coordinate was
right.
not a good use of their time.
Well, the good news is the House did pass 407-10, the Stop School Violence Act.
Yes.
It was bipartisan. It went through yesterday.
Yes.
Julie Gunlock, we thank you very much for joining us live.
Well, Jay, again, to the point of what we talked earlier about is the hijacking of this movement. Here it is presented. See, this is the uncomfortable part of progressives. Progressives' beliefs, they're so ideologically fixed that they believe so much in what they believe in that coercion and manipulation is acceptable. And here it is. They misrepresent this movement as being a memorial. They tell the kids that. And so it'd be interesting to, you know how many kids showed up for the sake of the memorial, but then they're caught up in this political tsunami about gun control and how they feel about it. I think that just as much as the rest of this country is perplexed by it, but we want to keep looking at the empirical evidence to say, what can we do to really move the needle? And I think the discussion is helpful, but I think we need to be careful and prudent about the decisions that we make. But I was in favor of the pass of the school safety bill.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As I was saying, the House passed a school safety bill yesterday that does not contain any new gun measures as thousands of students walked out of classrooms across the country to protest gun violence and demand tougher gun laws. This, according to The Hill, the school safety legislation, which passed the House a month after the deadly mass shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida, steers clear of the demands of gun control advocates. The juxtaposition between the calls for action and the steps from Congress highlights the difficulty of enacting tougher gun restrictions in the face of opposition from the National Rifle Association and the group's allies. Not to mention, some common sense. We know that when areas have been designed as soft targets, as gun-free zones, well, criminals, all that does is to say, come here first. It is an invitation to criminals to commit crimes. And of course, as we further understand what happened here, this was an extreme situation where a lot of people failed those kids. And it started, with things that were happening at home. I mean, we're hearing about now that, this kid had held a gun to his mother's head. He slugged her in the face. He was out of control. And I guess there just was not enough therapy or whatever it was, something that even the therapist could do to protect him from himself and from others. And not to mention now you're hearing that there were some teachers or a teacher that saw this young man coming to campus with a bag, not even a backpack. Well, there had already been a memo out there putting the school on notice and teachers on notice that this kid was not allowed on campus with a backpack. I mean, why would they not allow him to have a backpack? They knew the threat was clear and present, but they chose to ignore it. And so because they ignored the obvious, here we are. And all this has taken place. And so what happens when you have this kind of discussion that we're having, which is important to have, and these rallies that are taking place, even though they're, arguably, you could say there was some misguidance here and a misrepresentation. I think for the kids that wanted to walk out, the thousands across the country for the right reasons of honoring the dead, their teachers and peers, their fellow students, all that is fine and well. But, you know, then to turn it into something more, which is, you know, from day one, I mean, this is just the nature. When these things happen, immediately it goes to, you know, to the gun debate. And let's look at, you know, the NRA and let's ignore the obvious comparisons between these different interest groups, how much the NRA contributes to politicians versus, let's say, Planned Parenthood. I mean, it is a mere fraction by comparison. But, you know, the mainstream media is not going to talk about that because, again, you know, the thing is with Planned Parenthood, in terms of the choice that you have, choosing life or death, I mean, they are a death proponent. You know, I don't care. You can tell me, oh, look at all these good things they do in terms of, you know, women's health care and all this sort of thing. And I say, okay, well, that's good. But, you know, they're involved with something that is not good, that promotes death. And that's, you know, how do you mix those messages together? I think it taints the good side of what they do and what they propose to do by virtue of their involvement with abortion. And so, all this is going to come out. You cannot, as the Bible would say, put a hot coal in your lap and not expect to get burnt. And this is what we've done in this country. We have filled our laps with hot coals and expect not to get burnt. Well, we're reaping what we have sown on so many levels culturally, because the culture involves so many elements. It's not just any one thing. You know, as we were discussing earlier with Tina Marie, that, and I was glad she brought this up because little has been talked about it, is one of the common denominators that exists with these students and that, you know, that shoot up schools, bullying seems to be a component. You know, so this is where the students themselves need to be aware of what's happening on their campus, how kids are marginalized. And of course, this happens right away. I mean, somehow just in the human species, in the weakness of who we are in our own character. I mean, you find this out very quickly in the sandbox of life in kindergarten. When you're all in the sandbox, you find out real quick there's a pecking order. And if you think not, just go and observe it and you watch what happens. You watch out and see the kids who are more accepted and others that are less accepted, how they're marginalized, how they're treated. I mean, bullying begins at an early age and it seems all so subtle and we just ignore it. And some of us think that, oh, it's a rite of passage. It's just growing up. They'll toughen up. They'll figure it out. But what happens if that child from that first experience in the sandbox of life doesn't get beyond that? That what happens is they become a targeted victim of bullying, and it just intensifies. You know, I remember reading one story about this young kid whose life had been just bullied. It had just been nonstop. And in fact, he had finally had it. He was in high school at this point, so you can imagine what this kid had been gone through and been going through, and the depression and that and the lack of acceptance. And I think that, that is such a hard issue, a hard thing to do. I mean, if you want to dehumanize somebody and ignore them and make them feel less than, well, I'll tell you, that's a tough deal, you know, on the person that's being subjected to that. And, you know, and you're going to school every day. I mean, 12 years of your life is just filled with the being debased and considered less than when you know in your heart you're more than, but you're reminded by your peers who you want to be accepted because it's a natural thing for all of us to be accepted. And you're reminded by your peers that you're worthless. You know, you're nothing. Well, this young man is walking, I think he was on his way home, and one of the kids, and he wasn't a senior. I think he was like maybe a freshman. He was still his freshman year in high school. And a kid came by, he had his arm full of books, and the kid just knocked the books right out of him, right out of his hands, and, you know, just a defiant act of disrespect. And that was it for this young man. And he resigned himself. He goes, that's it. I'm just going to go home. I'm just going to kill myself. I cannot bear this any longer. But for a young man who saw what happened, came over, picked his books up, helped him, encouraged him, It saved that young man. And the reason we know about that story was because that young man who was about ready to go home and kill himself, he shared it with his high school, his graduating high school class, as the valedictorian of that class. And tell me that there wasn't a dry eye in the house in seeing what's happening. But this is the kind of things that go on, and the bullying in the schools. So this is only part of the issue. It is not the sum total. It's not like if we take care of gun control, if we eradicate bullying, that everything is going to be okay. This is about our own humanity, our own morality, as Tina Marie was talking about, that is so important for us to consider. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Join us online.
Live. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a real treat for you. Stephen Rogers joins us, veteran producer, screenwriter. Yes, from Hope Float, Stepmom, Kate and Leopold, P.S. I Love You, Love the Coopers. He is here with us right now to talk about I, Tonya. Stephen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. You make me sound so impressive. Even I'm a little impressed.
Well, hey, you are. I mean, my goodness. Hey, look at you. You got a golden statue here. Allison, your good friend, Allison Janney, Oscar winner for her role in I, Tonya. Tell us about
that. It's so great to hear. It's so great to hear. Oscar winner, Allison Janney.
Isn't that cool? And you guys have been friends forever, right?
Since God was a small child, yes. I've known Allison for more than half of my usable life. We met when I was just 17. We both went to an acting school in New York called the Neighborhood Playhouse, and that's where we met.
Of course, you left your home at the age of 17, and you said, "Hey, I'm going to New York. I'm going to pursue this dream of acting." Right?
Yeah, I was a very ambitious 17-year-old. I didn't end up doing it. I wanted to be in movies, but then they didn't want me. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, I'll just write my own, and then I'll write a part for myself. Because I didn't know everybody did that. I thought it was my genius idea. And the very first thing I wrote was Kate and Leopold, and then I wrote Hope Floats, and I was sort of a hit as a writer and a flop as an actor. And I just thought, well, I'll just act on the page, and I'll play all the parts.
Well, so that's a lesson for all these young kids to say, gosh, I want to be on the big screen. How do I do that? And you may be on the big screen, but in a different capacity. There is a need for creativity. And as you found, if one door closes, you keep looking for another door until you find one that's open, right?
And you can do more than one thing. You don't just have to do one thing. It's not at the expense of the other. It actually informs the other.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about I, Tonya, and your involvement. I mean, to find yourself in a situation, I mean, you've been known for some great films here. I mean, these are really, you know, Hope Floats and, you know, Kate and Leopold and that. I mean, these are special. And I, Tonya, really gains traction to where you're Oscar nominated at first. I mean, this is pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it was thrilling. I was that kid who just, you know, I wanted to go to the Oscars since I was 8. You know, and this was my first time. It was also Allison's first time.
She'd never been to the Oscars. Oh, wow, great.
Yeah.
So first time, and then she walks away with an Oscar. I mean, she's probably looking at all the other artists and going, well, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Right?
Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs> So the story.
That was the funny thing.
Okay. Yeah, I bet it was. And, you know, with all the, you know, the pomp, the circumstance, the red carpet. And of course, I imagine for you, you're enjoying the moment. You're not getting involved in all the political stuff, are you?
No, not a bit. Not a bit. It was very celebratory. I was so excited. I mean, Alice and I have been friends forever, and I've written parts for her many, many, many times, and she's never gotten them.
Right.
Which was ridiculous. And so... with this one, I wrote it, and it was sort of a condition of sale that Allison Janney was playing the part that I wrote for her, and I wanted it in writing,
right,
or I wouldn't go in and meet you. And I actually said that before Allison had even read the script or agreed to do it. I was just gambling on the fact that she would say yes.
Yeah, here it is. You put the whole project on the line for her, and she could have said, are you kidding me? I'm not doing this. You go, yeah, I pre-sold you, you know?
Something. Yeah. Yes. No, she was already doing Mom, and she was also rehearsing a Broadway play. So we really had to shoot her entire part in 8 days.
Wow. Wow, crazy. So,
yeah.
I, Tonya, certainly a celebrated story, one that was played on the public stage with Tonya and you know, ice skating, everything involved there. How did you come across this story? I mean, and how did this fall in your lap, so to speak, for you to write about this?
I just happened to see this great documentary on 30 for 30 that Nanette Burstein did about Tonya Harding.
Mm-hmm.
And there were elements thematically that I thought touched on that were interesting about what we tell women they're supposed to be, and about truth and the perception of truth, and what we tell ourselves, in order to be able to live with ourselves, mm-hmm. and how we change the narrative to suit our own purposes, and also truth in the media and what we're told. You know, mm-hmm. I just thought there was a lot that was in there, but all of it was framed in a whole lot of crazy,
yes.
which I thought was entertaining.
Yeah, she had quite the upbringing, didn't she? And that's the under that's the that's quite the understatement, because if you haven't seen the movie, and you'll get a chance to see it because it's being released, it's already been released on Blu-ray DVD. Oh no, actually, it's going to be next week. It's going to be released, right?
On Tuesday, it's on DVD, right?
Right.
So you can download it right now, and you can also go into the theaters and see it right now.
Yes, exactly. So when you see it, you get a little bit of an idea of the upbringing. I mean, it puts the dysfunction into a dysfunction family, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, from Tanya's point of view, that's what she knew.
Yes.
You know, she would say, you know, my mom hit me, she loved me, Jeff hit me, he loved me. Mm-hmm. What's the difference? You
right.
know? But it was, for her, it was just an everyday occurrence.
That's amazing. And then here she is. I mean, she's this incredibly gifted skater that her mother recognized when she was 4 years old.
Yes. I mean, she really had no business being that good. I mean, skating is a very expensive sport, and they did not have money to do this. I mean, Lavanna did make all of Tanya's costumes and drove her to practices at 5:30 in the morning. You know, she did do that. She waitressed full time in order to pay for her lessons.
Yeah.
You know, it was a struggle.
Yeah, and this is really kind of a wealthy avocation. I mean, you know, the parents that do this, I mean, you got to have some means, and here it is. They're scrapping and putting this together the way you bring it out.
They collected cans.
Yeah.
And bottles, you know, I mean, right. They did what they had to do. You know, what I liked about Tanya was that she was very sort of unapologetically redneck, which is her word,
right, exactly.
In this sport where the judges want you to be this very sort of pageanty, old-timey version of what they say a woman is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't play by those rules. She didn't feel like apologizing for being poor, which was really her crime in the judges' eyes.
Exactly.
You know, she just said, I can do the triple, they can't do it, they have to give me the medal.
Well, we've got just about a minute left here, and let's talk about the, you know, how it all comes together, and of course the big climax between her and Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh yeah. I never really wanted to say like, oh, she knew, she didn't know, because everybody has a very different point of view.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what Tanya says happened, what Jeff says happened, what Sean says happened, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it wasn't really a movie about Nancy Kerrigan. It wasn't I, Nancy. You know, mm-hmm. this one is just about, it's not about the girl who got hit and came back and won the silver medal. It was more about the people who thought, huh, this is a good idea.
Right.
That's what interested me.
Yeah, without a doubt. Veteran producer, screenwriter Stephen Rogers, I, Tanya, congratulations. Congratulations to your good friend Allison Janney as well. And the movie, of course, now available for download, Blu-ray next week. And enjoy I, Tanya. Stephen Rogers, thank you so much.
Urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, connecting on any one of the 280 affiliates we have, markets around the country. Thank you so much, including Red State Alert Radio. We're proud to be associated with that network, as well as the Genesis Communication Network, the Cable Radio Digital Network. We're on shortwave and other radio stations as well. If your local radio station doesn't carry us, then tell them, hey, look, we want Bill Martinez on the air with us. And thank you so much for supporting us and coming alongside as we pursue the truth together. And, keep our feet on the ground, as our old friend Casey Kasem would say, and reach for the stars. I mean, that's the opportunity that we have in this free country, because like no other country, we still have freedoms. It's still about the people, we the people. That is where the power resides based on our Constitution. But if we the people aren't going to take our rightful position of authority, then we're overrun by the ruling elites, and that is a sad commentary, and this is what we're dealing with today. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking with Dr. Warren Farrell. He and John Gray from the fame of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Dr. Farrell, author of The Myth of Male Power, have joined together to address something that is critical, and this is something that we have been seeing continue to grow in our country, and that is the boy crisis, the title of their book, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. Dr. Farrell, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm very well and looking real forward to talking with you.
Well, this is something that we've been talking about for quite a while here, Dr. Farrell, that our boys are in trouble. And part of the reason our boys are in trouble is because the dads are being hamstrung. I mean, the dads are being marginalized. This has been going on for decades in the TV shows that we watch. The dads have been reduced to a crumb of toast, if that. And they have been taken off their position of authority. And it's no wonder the boys have been compromised as a result.
Yes, we've gone on TV from, you know, Father Knows Best to Father Knows Less, and in every single commercial where one parent is looked at as being a jerk or a fool, if it's only one parent, it is 100% of the time the father. And so, and yet that's a minor, that's an important aspect of it, but it isn't as powerful as the actual father absence. One of the things that really tapped me into the importance of this is that I started looking at all 63 of the largest developed countries and finding that in all of those countries, every single one of them, the boys did worse than the girls. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking at what is the common denominator of developed countries, and found that in almost all of them, there was enough access to survival that the country could afford to loosen up its laws and allow for divorces. And the divorces per se were not the problem, but the divorces led to a lack of father involvement in about two-thirds of the families. Mm-hmm. So either a lack or minimal or no father involvement. And in those 70% or 60% of families where there was that minimal or no father involvement, that group of boys was having significant problems. They were in boy crisis mode. Mm-hmm. In the other group, there was not nearly as much of a challenge. There were challenges here and there, but not on such a consistent level that I was ultimately able to identify 70 different areas that boys did worse in when they had minimal or no father involvement. And I've sensed that before I started my research, that there was some, mm-hmm. that was one of the causes, but I had no idea the vulnerability of boys to the lack of a good role model.
You know, what you're sharing with us is, it's beyond opinion now. I mean, initially you may have had a theory that this seemed to be the case, but at every turn in whatever country you were looking at, you're coming up with the same evidence. So it's almost like this is a prevailing force.
Yes, and this was not an easy conclusion for me to come to, because I had previously been on the board of the National Organization for Women and in New York City, and they very much wanted me to come up with some finding like, boys did just fine with without their dads, and that it's up to the mother whether the father should be involved or not, and the degree to which he should be involved and the way he should be involved. And so I made myself very unpopular with my major source of income. Disconcerting, and at the same time, I felt that I wanted to follow the truth the best I could and hope I could survive doing it.
Right. Well, I appreciate the honesty, but that's what happens. I mean, case in point, honesty comes at a cost. And
it really does.
And especially when you are associated with, and it doesn't make, look, sometimes we live life in the theoretical. It may seem like a good idea at the time, but are we smart enough to pause at a moment and see that, maybe those thoughts and that trajectory is not as valid as we thought. And this is what you're seeing, and this is what we've been seeing for quite a while, that boys have been in crisis for a long time. And when we consider the genesis of this, even though there would be, the antithetical force in women wanting to say, I don't need a man, I can do it, I cook up the bacon, I do it all, I can even bring home the bacon, and all that's fine and well, but meanwhile you want to have children. What are you doing to your to your kids, especially the boys?
Yes, and that's really what I did see, is that exactly what you're saying, that freedom is, and which I, and freedom for women and freedom for men was something I was a strong proponent of. But then I realized that what I saw was that when you have children, your freedom stops, and your children's benefits, are the dominant focus. And you had the freedom to have a child or not have a child, but then the only question that needs to be asked once you have a child is, what are all the dynamics that lead to the children doing well? And so let me do two things, maybe if I may.
Sure.
One is to say what dads contribute, and when I was talking here about that, let me also speak to the dads. Many dads don't look at books or articles that tell them what they contribute. So they don't tell their the moms what they contribute, and moms can't hear what dads don't say. Mm-hmm. And so what we end up with is this enormous worldwide phenomenon of single mothers working themselves to the bone, devoting a loving, compassionate, caring, nurturing, protective involvement with their sons, and then having the sons become unmotivated, unchallenged, discipline problems, drinking, drugs, opioid addiction, video game addiction, and video porn addiction, and the mothers are beside themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons is, and they have a resource right there, not all of them, but most of them, of a man who, if he is valued, and the mother understands what the differences are that dads contribute, and wants and needs those differences, men will come forward. Just like when you tell men, we need you to die in war, men are willing to die when we tell them that they have purpose, they're needed, their life is useful, even if you have to die in the process. Men serve when called upon, but they don't. But if one doesn't understand what they contribute, men sort of tend to desert and go their own way. Mm-hmm. And so what do men contribute? And you know, what dads tend to contribute is a very different parenting style. So, for example, let's say in the case of a divorce, the mom and dad will both say the same thing to the child. Sweetie, when you finish your peas, you can have your ice cream. And the child will do the same thing with both parents, test the boundaries and see how few peas she or he can have before they can get their ice cream. Mm-hmm. After they test the boundaries, the daughter or the son, the mother will say, gee, you know, I feel guilty about the divorce. I feel, you know, I don't want to get into a big argument with my child about a few peas. So, okay, I'll tell you what, sweetie, I have a couple more peas and then you can have your ice cream. So the child learns, with mom I can manipulate a better deal.
Right.
And so he ends up learning how to manipulate, or she
right.
learning how to manipulate.
Dr. Farrell, we got to hit the boss button real quick because we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up from right there. Dr. Warren Farrell is with us. We're talking about the boy crisis.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you connect with us, thank you and welcome to Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I think we all can agree that American boys are in crisis. And we may have observed different things, but what Dr. Warren Farrell is exposing to us is that alienation is causing boys to be increasingly violent. Boys are declining dramatically in every key metric. Boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading. As they become older, boys' suicide rates skyrocket to six times that of young women. Their love lives are a minefield. Boys are afraid of being too sensitive or not sensitive enough. It's a crisis of purpose. Traditional routes like being a warrior or sole breadwinner are fading, leading them to experience a purpose void. Dr. Farrell, before we went to break, we were talking about the negotiation game and how this plays out. That a boy, in watching, you know, the dynamic with the mother's response, how a mother will deal with eating your peas to get dessert versus a father. So I want you to pick it up from there.
Yes, and I was saying that the mother, when the boy or girl does it, wants to sort of have just a few more peas as a negotiation to get the dessert, the mother will think, you know, gee, that we're in a divorce, where, or that, you know, this is very stressful for the child. Am I going to be so insensitive as to get into a big argument with my kid about a few peas? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And so the mother then backs off and negotiates a little bit of a deal, and the child learns unwittingly that I can always negotiate a better deal with my mother and learn to manipulate my mother's sensitivities or her response to my sensitivities. Mm-hmm. Whereas the dad is more likely, sometimes what I'm saying now is not even said with words by the dad, but just the look in the dad's eye. Mm-hmm. It's, the dad looks at the kid and says, excuse me, you know the deal, I know the deal, and you know that I know the deal. So you can either finish your peas and have your ice cream or not finish your peas and not have your ice cream. Mm-hmm. And so the kid, especially in a divorce situation, is likely to do something like, oh, man, you are so mean. Mom lets me do this, you know, without having everything finish up. You always do all this, you know, mean stuff. And dad says, you can also continue, you know, complaining and whining, and then there'll be no ice cream tomorrow night either.
Right.
And so the child begins to learn with the dad that I can't negotiate a better deal. I'd better focus on completing what I need to complete. Now, here is the amazing difference of that type of difference in parenting. With the father, the child learns I have no option but to focus on doing what I need to do. Mm-hmm. That leads to two things. It leads to learning postponed gratification. I can't have the ice cream until I finish the peas. And that postponed gratification is the key ingredient that allows the child to achieve its dreams, finish its homework, do the things it sets its goals to do, and have that be accomplished. When the child isn't able to finish his homework and the grades go down and she or he is criticized in school a great deal, the child tends to get depressed, feel badly about itself, and particularly with boys, they tend to withdraw, get angry, withdraw into video games, to the degree of having a video game addiction. They mm-hmm. withdraw into when girls are not interested in them, they satisfy their needs by getting addicted to video porn, and that leads into a downward cycle of depression, sometimes suicide in worst-case scenarios, and in truly worst-case scenarios where there's a tremendous amount of anger at being rejected by parents and teachers, that anger can be focused on the school, and you end up with school shootings. And so mm-hmm. you have, in the case of Adam Lanza, Elliot Rogers, Dylan Roof, Nicholas Cruz, all of those boys were boys who were deprived of father involvement, and that cycle led to the ultimate of homicide and suicide.
Exactly. Well, and you bring up a critical point. I mean, that is the death spiral that is taking place here with our boys, and it overwhelms our parenting skill set, doesn't it?
It does, and yet, you know, I want to leave some hope here for, let's say, a mother that, you know, that cannot, under any circumstances, for whatever reason, get the father involved. Then, you know, then make sure that your son gets involved in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and Young Men's Ultimate Weekends, or, you know, some type of, make sure if you're faith-oriented, that you work with your pastor, minister, rabbi, to have somebody who is forming in your faith-based community groups of boys who are mentored by a very good, positive male role model who is helping the boys talk with each other, express their feelings, creating a safe and confidential environment that is often very helpful for boys not feeling alone, isolated, alienated, and that they can't speak up about it, because boys already have a problem expressing feelings and groups like that give them a way of expressing those feelings. Make sure you work with your school system to hire and recruit more male teachers. Mm-hmm. Make sure that your son has you scout proactively your community and try to find families that have really good young men growing up who can be babysitters for your son rather than just having a female for your son. You don't want your son to be going from a female-only home to a female-only school system, having female-only babysitters, and then wonder later why he's so vulnerable to being recruited by a gang leader to channel his testosterone destructively rather than constructively.
Mm-hmm. Rewinding just a moment here, when you talk about the purpose of the mother and father, we have responsibilities. These are designed responsibilities that only the mother can play and only the father can play. Our current culture, because it wants to lessen the significance of the father, and they've been doing this for decades, you think there'd be enough empirical evidence to demonstrate and clearly show the silliness of this kind of conclusion.
It's really amazing. And now the empirical evidence is so hard that, so I'll give you one example. When a boy or girl has a lack of father involvement, by the age of 9, by lack of minimal or no father involvement, by the age of 9, already, on average, their telomeres are 14% shorter. Telomeres are the
wow.
part of
yes.
of each cell that when they reproduce, if they're shorter, they leave out genes, and so you become less and less protected. So 14% shorter telomeres at the age of 9 predicts approximately a 14% shorter life expectancy. That said, the boys' telomeres are yet again 40% shorter than the girls' telomeres. So wow. I can go into why this is the case, but the really important bottom line is that that's how scientifically powerful the lack of father involvement is, or that's just one example. The other good news is that if you're a dad, if you're a man, and you say, well, you know, I can't begin to, you know, when my child is born, I should just focus on earning more money in the workplace. Mm-hmm. What we find is that the amount of time that a father spends with the child is more important than the amount of money. That is, in simple terms, time trumps dime. Mm-hmm. And my son-in-law read this, and he, in the Boy Crisis book, and he said, he has a pool business, and he got an opportunity to increase his pool business by 50%, and and our grandson had just been born. This is 9 months ago, and he just refused that opportunity. He said, my time with my son is more important than extra money. So they don't live a great lifestyle, but his son is, just so lively and vibrant.
And, you know, good for him, you know, to have the inner workings to be able to see that. That's rare, Dr. Farrell.
It is rare. We have not focused on that value, we focused on, you know, women being free to make the decisions they want to make, as opposed to understanding that once a child is born, your freedom ends, your child's benefits begin. It doesn't mean that your freedom ends completely. It's very important for your child to know that you have needs too, both mm-hmm. the mother and father, and that the child can find purpose in serving your needs. One of the other findings was that the more a father is involved, the more empathetic the child is likely to be. And I just was really confused about that, because I thought that, you know, the more empathetic sex I thought was women, and probably mm-hmm. you know that's arguable, but it's probably true. Mm-hmm. But I found that when parents are extremely empathetic to the only thing the children see is that their needs are being paid attention to, mm-hmm. as opposed to that they need to also pay attention to dad's needs, to mom's needs, to their sister's or brother's needs. And so being empathized with does not beget empathy.
So here we are, admitting that we've made mistakes. How can we solve this problem? Is it too late?
No, it is not too late. The good news is that the brain is enormously has enormous amounts of plasticity. When children feel that someone is coming back into their life that had previously left their life, they feel valued. When boys have role models like or get involved institutionally in places like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Mankind Project, things like places like that, they find role models that can help channel their testosterone constructively. People are amazingly flexible once they're mm-hmm. loved and given purpose.
Well, we got to leave it there. Dr. Warren Farrell, thank you so much. The Boy Crisis, a book written in conjunction with John Gray. Dr. John Gray, thank you so much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pillage.